According to the state census in Novi Sad at the end of the 18th century, 90 Jewish families lived in Novi Sad. They had their first house of prayer in Gospodska Street, today King Alexander Street. Following the declaration of the Free Royal City from 1749, an edict of Maria Theresa, the Empress of the Habsburg Dominions, the government ordered that the synagogue be relocated from the centre to the site where it is now to be found. Several of these cherished synagogues were built, destroyed, and perished in fires on this site. The building of today's beautiful and modern synagogue was constructed in 1909. Spacious, with an interior possessing perfect acoustics, it dominates the view of Yevreska Street. The earliest data about the existence of the synagogue in Novi Sad is to be found in historical records from 1717. It was a simple building of adobe bricks, a roof of reeds adapted to need. For almost three decades, the Jews from Novi Sad and surrounding villages held services in the building. With the declaration of the Free Royal City of Novi Sad, this place of worship had to be moved according to the city magistrate's decree without delay from the city centre. At the request of the Jewish council, a permanent location for the new house of prayer was allocated, the place of today's magnificent synagogue. The designer was the famous architect Lipot Baumhorn. The dimensions of the building are 52 by 25 metres. The height of the main cupola is 40 metres, and of both side cupolas, 27 metres. The diameter of the main cupola is 12 metres. It's built in the secessionist architectural style from yellow clinker brick, and the interior is decorated with rich stucco ornamentation and a 300 square metre stained glass window.